It didn't start out that way, Smokey. It started out, Bremon was sloppy, and it just couldn't really get a handle on things. And they played with a ton of guts tonight, and so did Flatonia. It was great.
All right, Dylan Chapman.
Boo.
Here with us tonight has spoken with Jeff Kozowski in a quick comment from him after the game was over. Now they're celebrating with the cheerleaders, as you can imagine. Bremond continues their dream, and they'll have a heck of a challenge, and they got the trophy. They're excited, as they should be. Kate Herring's got it in his right hand. And now here's Dylan Chapman with JT Anthony, the star of this game. Dylan, go ahead. Thank you.
Hey, JT, you had over 240 yards rushing. How does it feel to make a contribution like that in a game like this?
It feels great, man. We were down, but my team, they fight strong, and I knew it wasn't, and we came back, and this team has a lot of heart, and I just love them today.
Tell me what it was like to respond in an atmosphere like this, be able to come back and keep your state championship hopes alive.
Oh, man, it just feels amazing. You know, we come out every day at practice. We work hard. We knew this team was a good team, and we just do it for the red wave over there.
Hey, congratulations. Good luck.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, Dylan. Thank you, Barrett. We just do
this
for the
red
wave. Yeah.
Why is he out of breath?
39 carries. Also, remember, JT Anthony was very much involved. He played defensively as well. You got to give it to what Chris Freitag. I can't tell you. When I have the two games to broadcast this week, Bremond and Flatonia, plus the game with Westfield and Midway, and I sent these guys emails pretty quickly, Jeff Kozowski. I mean, the response I got from both Coach Freitag and Jeff Kozowski is amazing. So we'll see what happens next week. Fall City is winning 48-0 at halftime. All right, I'm going to come back with the team stats and a couple of individual stats. We'll have highlights as well, and then we'll wrap it up from Rockdale. Bremond in overtime, 41, Flatonia 35. That's the final, and this is 92.9 Shooter FM.
In business at the same location since 1950, Evans Oil Company is a wholesale fuel and oil distributor. They offer Chevron, Texaco, and Shell products to their customers from their location 605 Live Oak Street in Marlin. They also sell tires for all vehicles, plus farm equipment tires. Evans Oil Company wishes the best of luck to the Bremond Tigers during their quest for the UIL Class 2A State Football Championship. And a special shout out to Bremond's number 9, JT Anthony. We're proud of you, JT.
At Diamond S Taxidermy, they say if you can hunt it, we can mount it. They can horn mount, European mount, shoulder mount, or life-size mount. They take care of whitetail, mule and red deer, elks, hogs, javelinas, or steers. They can also mount birds, turkeys, and fish. Diamond S Taxidermy is a family-owned and operated business, and they're located at 101 North Main Street in Bremond. Check them out on Facebook.
In the U.S. Army, you have a whole world of opportunities. You'll get high-level training with the possibility to choose among one of the 150 career fields, like aviation, nursing, mechanics, computer networking, engineering, and many more STEM-related careers. All of these skill sets will help prepare you for a career in your civilian life. For more information, go to GoArmy.com or visit your local Army recruiting office.
Your wrecked vehicle will receive original quality restored at Crossroads Collision Paint and Body. Family owned and operated since 1992, the professionals at Crossroads Collision Paint and Body are the ones to see when your car or truck needs collision repair, paint and body work, frame straightening, glass replacement, and mechanical repair. They offer free estimates and work directly with most insurance providers. Servicing Robertson and surrounding counties, that's Crossroads Collision Paint and Body, 418 South Commerce Street in Bremont.
92.9 Shooter FM is KRMX Marlin Waco.
Tonight's postgame show is brought to you by
when you
Rakita
have a
Supply
game that goes
appliance,
overtime,
your local
that doesn't
World
always
Maytag
mean the stats match up that way,
center.
But my goodness, they do tonight with Bremond's 41-35 win against Flatonia. Total offense for Bremond, 407 yards, 270 yards rushing, 137 yards passing. For Flatonia, 399 yards of total offense, 281 yards rushing, 118 yards passing. Seth Kozowski was 16 of 23 passing for 137 yards. Did not throw a pick, did not throw a touchdown, but also many times was kind of that lead blocker on the Wildcat with JT Anthony. We've told you his stats many times. We do it again. 39 carries, 247 yards, and 5 touchdowns. Receivers, both Dalton and Hunter Wilgodowski had six catches. Dalton had six catches for 40. Hunter had six catches, 48 yards. Dalton had six catches for 46 yards. Garrett had three catches for 40, and none bigger than the 23-yarder on 4th and 11 that kept the drive alive. Herring had one catch for 4 yards. Meanwhile, for Flatonia, Chris Johnston, 11 carries for 164 yards and two touchdowns. This is a big story. DeCorey Willis held to 34 yards on 14 carries and no touchdowns. Netro, the quarterback, 8 carries for 46 yards. Herrera had 2 for 37 and a touchdown. Olivares, 1 for 3. Netro, in the game, finished 6 of 11 passing with one interception, one touchdown to Olivares of 40 yards, who had two catches for 67 yards to lead Flatonia. The winner now, Bremond, will wait. What's going to be Fall City? They're rolling past Granger 48-0 next week. And, of course, we'll give you our broadcast information once we get it as well. 41-35, Bremond was down 14. They were down 13 at halftime. They were down 7 late in the game, and they dominate time of possession and the number of plays. At one point, Flatonia had most of the plays. Bremond finished running 72 plays to Flatonia's 44, and most of that for Bremond in the second half. We heard from JT Anthony. We heard from Jeff Kozowski. When we come back, the highlights of this one. Bremond 41, Flatonia 35 at overtime. I'm David Smoke. This is 92.9 Shooter FM.
Your hometown team, South Star Bank, is proud to support the Bremond Tigers. Congratulations and good luck. South Star Bank offers personal, full-service community banking, including mortgage, construction, and commercial financing. Visit one of the four Robertson County locations for friendly, flexible, common-sense financial solutions. South Star Bank, banking Texas style. SouthStarBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
If your car breaks down on the side of the road and you need help, remember Mike's Wrecker Service, where they offer emergency road service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mike's Wrecker Service also offers major or minor auto and truck repair, state inspections, brake repair, air conditioning service, and engine tune-ups. They service Falls, Milam, and Robertson counties, and have been locally owned and operated for over 40 years. Mike's Wrecker Service, 512 South Commerce in Bremont, and remember their number, 254-746-7700. Mike's Wrecker Service.
Your one-stop shop for hunting and wildlife products is Stanley Feed and Seed. This family-owned business also offers feeds from Nutrina, Purina, Wetlands, Jupy Feeds, Lindner Feeds, and their very own custom blend of feeds. They also have a wonderful selection of metal art, outdoor furniture, animal health products, plus herbicides and pesticides. Established in 1958, Stanley Feed and Seed, with locations in Franklin, Iola, Madisonville, and Normandy.
Grahovsky Sausage Company is known for our world-famous smoked Polish sausage and would like to invite you to try our 100% beef sausage, summer sausage, and snack sticks, all homemade with our secret recipes. You have a lot of options for sausage in Texas, but most product tastes the same. At Grahovsky Sausage Company, we make our product the old-fashioned way with no fillers, and it's still hardwood smoked, just like when Lee Grahovsky started it all back in 1952. Owner Helen Grahovsky and production manager K.L. Grahovsky want you to try their family tradition. Grahovsky Sausage Company, 116 South Main Street in Bremont.
I tell you what, 41-35 Bremond here over Flatonia in overtime. How about this for a turn of events? La Vega trailed Melissa at one point 20-0. It's 35-28 La Vega, 2 minutes left in the third quarter. Conley once trailed Gilmer 19-0. They now lead Gilmer 20-19 with a minute 46 to go in the third quarter. Crawford trails at halftime over against Valley View 10-7. Whitney 7, Troy nothing at halftime. So we'll try to methodically go through a game that's hard to explain, but the final score is all that matters. Bremond 41, Flatonia 35 in overtime. Opening kick of the game, Herrera for Flatonia had a pooch kick, and Bremond muffed it. Flatonia recovered at the Bremond 46 and took 7 plays to put the first points on the board. One back, Willis behind Netro, the quarterback. He runs a quarterback keeper, breaks a tackle down near the goal line. Ball fumbled into the end zone, recovered by Flatonia, but they say he was down. Now they rule a touchdown. Touchdown, Flatonia. Extra point was good. 8:33 to go in the first quarter, 7-0 Flatonia. And then Flatonia's defense, they had the muff kickoff return, And the Floatonia defense comes up with their second turnover in the first 5 minutes of this game. Gives it, no, he fumbles the ball. Floatonia recovers. At the Bremont 46, JT Anthony tried to run the zone read. He left it on the ground. And Chris Johnson, fumble recovery, Floatonia. They didn't do anything with it. In fact, they had an open receiver, Olivares, down the field for what would have been a touchdown from Netro, but he just flat out dropped it. But had a chance coming back the next time Floatonia got the ball at the Bremont 45-yard line. It takes two plays and Floatonia up two scores. Ramirez, Ponewash, Otto, and Becker are the offensive linemen for Netro and Floatonia. And he'll take the snap and look right, pump right. Man wide open down the sideline, caught it. 15-10, 5, touchdown Floatonia. What a start for Floatonia. 3:20 to go in the first quarter. Floatonia stunned Bremont with touchdowns of the 1 yard run, the 40 yard catch and run. 3:20 to go. Floatonia 14, Bremont nothing. Bremont had to answer, and they did on a 6-play, 60 yard drive that took 2 minutes and 45 seconds off the clock. They run the fake jet sweep. Now he wants to run. Kozowski left side cannot turn the corner. Yes, he does. He will. They say touchdown. That was a touchdown run of 10 yards from Seth Kozowski. 6:18 to go in the first half, and Bremont cuts the Floatonia lead to 14-7. However, let's see here. Yeah, but Floatonia does respond 14-7. They go 66 yards in 5 plays. Hernandez near side, tight end this way, split backs, Johnston and Willis. Netro, the quarterback, to Johnston left side, has room. There he goes, 40. Spins away, 35, breaks a tackle, locked downfield at the 10. He will score. Touchdown, Floatonia, but they missed the extra point, which did not come back to haunt them. 20-7, 3:31 to go in the half. And then the problems yet again on the kick coverage or the kick returns for Bremont. Here comes the kick. It's a line drive kick. It's on the ground, and Floatonia recovers. That's their football. At the 42 of Bremont, the ball was recovered just inside the Bremont 45, and as Floatonia was marching down the field as the first half was winding down, inside the Bremont 10 and late in the first half with a 13-point lead, getting the first possession of the third quarter, Bremont's defense had to come up with a play. Three receivers, right hash. Netro bobbles the snap. It's on the ground. It's still on the ground, and Bremont recovers. Wow! Bremont recovered the fumble that ended the first half, 20-7 Floatonia. Bremont stopped Floatonia on their opening drive against the wind as Jeff Kozowski decided to take the wind but kick off with the wind, and they had to play defense to get the ball back in a hurry. And they did as they start their first drive of the third quarter from the 42-yard line, and 5 plays later, this started to become the second half of JT Anthony. Anthony, keeper left side, has the room, has the corner, 40, first down, 30, corner, 20, down to the 10, JT Anthony, touchdown, what a run! 39 yards, extra point was good by Rosan, 5 plays, 58 yards, a minute 49 off the clock, 7:47 to go, and Bremont had cut the lead to 6. Floatonia, remember, had most of the turnovers that went their way except at the end of the first half. They had the ball to Chris Johnson, who had a big, big game today, down inside Bremont territory, but the Tigers' defense comes up with a play. Split backs again, Netro under center, tight end this way. He'll pitch it back to Johnston, left side. Johnston breaks a tackle. God, he is a load. Ball came loose, and Bremont recovers. Eric Estrada that recovered the fumble? Is that right?
No, it was...
Is
it Chris Estrada?
Corey Estrada recovered the fumble for Bremont at the 25-yard line. And this is when Bremont started to have monstrous old-school drives. Down 6, 12 plays, and 75 yards later. Anthony in the backfield, Wildcat. Kozowski, lead block at the 5. He will score! Touchdown! JT Anthony, touchdown, Bremont. We're tied at 20. And the extra point by Rosan gave Bremont the lead, 21-22, 13 to go in the third quarter. But Floatonia had plenty left in their tank as well. Potter, they throw it back to Johnston, left side, cuts it up, there he goes, 40, he's going to score, 20, 10, 5, touchdown, talk about an answer. Two play, 63-yard drive that took 49 seconds, 57 yards to Johnston, a minute 24 to go, third quarter, and Flatonia went for two, Netro scored, it's 28-21. We go to the fourth quarter. Bremont, down by seven, started the ball, had the ball with a minute 24 to go in the third quarter, and took it all the way to 7:21 to go in the game. They had 12 plays, 75 yards. This is a 13-play, 66-yard scoring drive. Third down and three, Bremont out the 10. Anthony inside the five. JT leans, dives, touchdown, JT Anthony. Rosson extra points, 7:21 to go. We're tied at 28. That took 5 minutes and 55 seconds off the clock. But Flatonia, they're pretty good too. They respond with a five-play, 72-yard drive of their own. Split backs. Netro runs a reverse. Got a man, 25. Down to the 20. Gets it blocked. 15, 10. He will score. Herrera, touchdown. Herrera. Flatonia strikes back. That's Herrera. That's Eric Herrera. 32 yards on the little counter. 5:02 to go in the game. Extra point was good. And Flatonia back on top, 35-28. Bremont in the second half. 5 plays, 58-yard touchdown drive. 12 plays, 75 yards. 13 plays, 66. But the key part of this entire drive, facing third and 22, Seth Kozowski got 11. And then on fourth down, they convert on a 23-yard catch in the flat on a throwback to Garrett. And that led to, yet again, Bremont 13-play, 67-yard drive. The snap will come from the sophomore, Miles Miner. They'll run the Wildcat to Anthony off the right side, and he will score standing up. Touchdown, Anthony. His fourth of the game. It all came down to an extra point, and Rosson drilled it. 32 seconds to go in regulation, tied at 35. Flatonia had a drive that got down inside the Bremont 35, but they came away empty-handed. It goes to overtime. Bremont wins the toss. Flatonia gets the first possession, and they get down to fourth down outside of their 20-yard line. Back to throw, Netro rolls right. Now, pressure, throws over the middle. The pass is intercepted by Bremont. Now they can return this. 25. Down the sideline and out of bounds. The interception on the play by Chase Brewer. He ran it out to about the 20-yard line. That gave Bremont the football. They had a holding call on first down. They had a procedure call. It came down, though, to eventually second down at the Flatonia 20. Any score for Bremont wins the game. This is Anthony, right side. Bounces, 15. Anthony right. He will score. Ball game. No flags. 19-yard touchdown run from JT Anthony, who put on a show, and Bremont comes back. No need for the extra point to beat Flatonia in overtime and a great one in Rockdale, 41-35. That's the final. Dylan Chapman, great job as our spotter, and also getting Coach Kozowski and JT Anthony halftime and postgame. Paul Catalina with the highlights and also our color analyst. Garrett Ross back at our studios running the mothership. And thanks to the great sponsors of Bremont football, there's at least one more week to go. And we'll check in on that game with Fall City because they were just absolutely cruising the last time we saw. And Fall City continues 55-8 over Granger that game in the third quarter. For Jeff Kozowski and also Chris Freitag of both Bremont and Flatonia, Jeff Miller, AD football coach at Rockdale. I'm David Smog for Paul, for Garrett, for Dylan, and for the sponsors. Good night from Rockdale, Texas.